You are listening to the She Runs the Show podcast with Cassandra Vaughn, episode 344, the solo series. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of She Runs the Show. Cassandra with you here. So episode 344, this is a conversation. I like to call these in my daily dose emails that I send out every single day, a get it together talk. This is a conversation that I think is so relevant to both life and business. And today's episode, episode 344, is called The Season of Overgiving and Underreceiving is Over. That's a period behind that statement. The season of overgiving and underreceiving is over, period, full stop. No other conversation needs to be had, not even 2 weeks notice given. The season of overgiving and underreceiving is over. And I'm going to start with a quote, but then we're going to really dive into the episode, and I'm going to weave in how this relates to personal life, professional life, business life, friends, family, coworkers, people you employ, just about everybody you come in contact with. And the quote is this. It is by Asha Gibson. I'm no longer available for overgiving and underreceiving. If it ain't mutual, it ain't for me. Let me say that one again for the folks in the back. Asha Gibson said this. I'm no longer available for overgiving and underreceiving. If it ain't mutual, it ain't for me. Let me tell you the why of doing this episode on a podcast that is geared to women entrepreneurs with a mission designed to help women entrepreneurs have both businesses that thrive and relationships that rock. There is no way, I'm going to be very absolute in my statement here. There is no way to have a business that thrives and relationships that rock if you are still in a season of overgiving and underreceiving. I'm going to go deeper because some of you who listen to She Runs the Show are not business owners. You are not entrepreneurs, have no intention of becoming entrepreneurs, but you listen to She Runs the Show because you love the mindset shifts that happen by listening to an episode. So even if you are not an entrepreneur, I'm going to say this very clearly, there is no quality of relationship, whether that is personal, professional, business, familial, that you can have if you are still living in a season of overgiving and underreceiving. And so often we get this twisted, right? Because so often there are many of us, I include myself in this group, who live our lives saying, I want to do the best that I can do. I want to make sure that I gave it everything, that when I show up, when I enter a room, I am present, I'm available, I'm giving it my all, I'm doing the best that I can do, right? Here's the reality of that. You cannot go all in on everything in your life all at the same time. So every time you go all in on one thing, trust me, there is another area of your life that is not going to get all of you. And that's okay. And that's okay. But there becomes a really big issue, though, when we start to get into this space of confusing giving our best and overgiving. Because sometimes we think, well, I've just got to give more and more and more to this person, to this situation, to this project, to this business, to my employees, to my peers. We go into this place of like pouring and giving all that we have, depleting ourselves in the process, all in the name of being able to say to ourselves at the end of each day, I'm exhausted. I'm burnt out, I'm tired, but at least I gave everything I had today. At least I helped this person or that person. I just gave I did my best. I'm doing air quotes if you can't see me, doing air quotes. Here's the problem. Overgiving and doing your best should never be the same thing. They are not the same thing. And I'm going to tell you why. You know why overgiving and doing your best are not the same thing ever? Because doing your very best, whether it is on your own behalf or on somebody else's, should never cost you. Let me say that again, because I want you to I want you to let it land. The reason why overgiving and doing your best in any situation, whether it is with your children, with your spouse, with your coworkers, with your employees, with people you lead or manage, the reason why overgiving and doing your best are never the same thing is because here is the universal truth. doing your best should never cost you you. If it is costing you you, then that is not your best. That is overgiving. And so I want to talk in today's episode about getting very real with yourself about the areas in which you are overgiving. And I want you by the end of this episode, if you are in the boat where you are overgiving and underreceiving, right? Because the episode is the season of overgiving and underreceiving is over. If you find yourself in this place, there's no shame in the game. We've all been there, done that, where we've been in a season of overgiving and underreceiving. But if you find yourself in a season of overgiving and underreceiving, by the end of this episode, I want you to come to a place where you go, this season is over. Effective immediately, done, full stop, period, over. It is time for me to stop overgiving and underreceiving in any and every situation in my life. And here's, let me give you a clue. If you are overgiving and underreceiving in more than two areas in your life, I can promise you, you're probably overgiving and underreceiving in most of the areas of your life, which would not then surprise me if you find yourself in a situation where you have adrenal fatigue, high levels of cortisol, you always feel like you're in fight or flight, your body is just hypervigilant, you're in a hypervigilant state. If any of those describe how you find yourself going day to day, I would ask you to really take a look at your life and your business and ask yourself, am I choosing, because everything's a choice, am I choosing to stay in a season of overgiving and underreceiving? Because guess what? That season, it is time for it to go. It is over, effective immediately. Okay, so let's get to the points of this episode. When I say the season of overgiving and underreceiving is over, the first thing I really want you to hear, because this is a mindset episode, and for those of you who are business owners, you may be saying, well, what does this have to do with me making money? Everything. Everything. Because your overgiving as a business owner, your overgiving as a therapist, an accountant, a coach, a lawyer, a doctor, a teacher, your overgiving sends a clear message to those you're overgiving to. And do you know what message you are sending to those you're overgiving to? Here's the message. I'm not worthy of the bare minimum. Let that one land for a second. I just want you to sit with that. Because so often the way we lie to ourselves when we're in a season of overgiving and underreceiving, and I've been in that season many times, by the way, so I am in no way, shape, or form speaking to you from a place of I'm a beyond this or outside of this. I still fall prey to seasons of overgiving and underreceiving. So as much as I am having a get it together talk with you, rest assured, I am having a get it together talk with myself in this moment as well. The thing we have to remember, you and I, is that every time you overgive, we like to lie to ourselves and say, when I'm overgiving, what I'm really saying to whoever I'm overgiving to is I'm saying, I value you so much that I'm going beyond the call of duty to be everything you need me to be. That is not actually the message we are sending. Can I help you out with the message? When you are overgiving, your overgiving is sending a clear message to those you're overgiving to. And the message is, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of the bare minimum. I'm not worthy of you reciprocating to me because I keep overgiving to you. I'm not worthy of really saying no to you and focusing on my own healthy boundaries. I'm not worthy of even that. I'm not worthy of my own time because I keep overinvesting in you and underinvesting in myself. I'm not even worthy of the bare minimum. And I am also talking to the parents of children, especially grown-ass children, who you have 18 plus year olds and you are still overgiving as a way to hustle for your worthiness with your own child. Let me help you out. Every time you overgive to them, every time you overgive to them, what you are saying to that grown ass adult that is your child is this: your mother, your father, your parent is not even worthy of their own love. And I'm not even sure you love me. So I keep giving and giving and pouring into you and sacrificing for you because I'm hoping that all of this overgiving is going to convince you to even love me a little. How desperate is that? How unloving to yourself is that? So point number one, when I say the season of overgiving and underreceiving is over, is this: your overgiving sends a clear message to those you're overgiving to. And the message isn't, I'm here for you. I want you to be happy. I'm doing all I can for you. It's, I'm not even worthy of the bare minimum from myself and from you. That is not a message you want to give to yourself or anybody else. Point number two, people who take but don't give are called users. And you don't need that level of toxicity in your life. You know, I think I wrote a whole book about it. Let me just have to pull it up for a minute, because if I'd known I was going to talk about this book, I would have brought it up in advance, but I didn't until this moment hit me right now. Let me tell you the name of the book that I wrote, because it is for everybody who exists in any sort of family dynamic where folks are users. And we're just going to call them what they are. Here it is. Let me give you the book. So not too long ago, I wrote a book that is called The Haters Aren't Who You Think They Are, 27 Ways to Handle Family Who Don't Clap When You Win. Boom. The Haters Aren't Who You Think They Are, 27 Ways to Handle Family Who Don't Clap When You Win. If you are dealing with family, with a family of users or people who don't clap when you win in your family, and you clap when they win, go get that book. The Haters Aren't Who You Think They Are, 27 Ways to Handle Family Who Don't Clap When You Win. But let me get back to my point. People who take but don't give are called users. They are users. Now, you can give me every sob story. You can give me every excuse. Oftentimes, as Tom Bilyeu has said, excuses are valid. Okay, valid. You can tell me all the things you want to tell me about. They didn't grow up right, and they've been suffering, and they've been through so much. Poor Elizabeth. Poor Ian. Poor Brian. Poor Ryan. Poor Joe. Poor Ellen. Poor Cassandra. Fill in the name. You can tell me every story you want to tell me. But the truth is that people who take and take and take and do not reciprocate, people who expect that you're going to overgive to them because they deserve it, even if it costs you you. I do not care what kind of trauma they are going through or have been through. It does not change the fact that they are users. And it also does not change the fact that you don't need that level of toxicity in your life. And when I say users, I'm not just talking using you for money or fame or going on vacations. Sometimes people use you for your energy. Sit with that. Sometimes people steal your energy, right? Like you're feeling amazing. You're somebody who's always upbeat. You love what you do, blah, blah. And then you go into a room and you interact with this person and you walk out feeling energetically depleted. They just took your energy, my friend. They just took it because they don't have, they're not doing the work of cultivating their own chi on their own. So rather than cultivating their own chi, what they do is they just stole it from you. And then they do that on a consistent basis. So they're able to leverage and steal all of your energy to get their high, and they never have to go out and create that energy on their own. Let me help you out. There is no place in your life, in your business, in your career, for people who are going to unapologetically use you and never reciprocate. Let me be clear, because at the end of the day, I have coached people who have said to me, but I love them, but they're my family, but they're my this, my that, my mother, my father, my sister, my brother, my daughter, my... I understand. I do. And I'm not saying you cut people, you cut users out of your life entirely, but what I am saying is, you have to, especially with users, learn how to create and sustain healthy, powerful, non-negotiable boundaries with them. And if they cannot honor your boundaries and they consistently attempt or actually violate those boundaries, you need to evaluate whether the relationship is worth keeping in your life, because somebody who you communicate your boundaries to and who still chooses to violate them does not respect you, does not care for you, and certainly does not love you. And if you love yourself, you will not keep those people in your presence. So, people who take but don't give are called users, and you don't need that level of toxicity in your life. The season of overgiving and underreceiving is over. Point number three, giving to the right people feels light. Giving to takers feels heavy. So, you may be a person that really, like, you get a lot out of giving. I think every human being gets a lot out of giving. Giving is not, and in a psychology class, we once debated this. Giving is not a selfless act. I mean, let's be clear. Giving is not in and of itself, in its entirety, a selfless act. The reason why as humans we give is because it creates connection and community and affinity and intimacy. It creates all these good feelings in us. So no one, whether they know it consciously or not, is just giving out of the, from the bottom of my heart. There is a give and take, and there is a benefit and a payoff every time you do something for somebody else. However, the one thing you're going to notice is that when you are giving without overgiving to the right people, it will always feel light to give. It will always feel juicy and good and fulfilling and satisfying and joyful, but it will not feel heavy and it will not feel like you're just totally depleted after giving. So you can even assess on a daily basis, like, am I giving in the normal sense, or am I overgiving just by how you feel after the giving that you just did? Because giving to the right people under the right circumstances feels light. Giving to takers feels very, very heavy. Know the difference. Point number four, overgiving does not make you a role model on giving. I hate to tell you, it makes you an example of poor boundaries. I'm going to say that again for the folks in the back. Overgiving does not make you a role model on giving. It makes you an example of poor boundaries. There are lots of people, I can't tell you the number of narratives in my lifetime that I've heard where it kind of goes like this in terms of the overgiving thing. It's, I just give and give and give to everybody. It's the martyr. It's the martyr victim thing. Spoiler alert. I just give and give and give to everybody, and everybody always takes from me, and I get nothing back in return, but I still give because I love them so much, and I'm not like them. I'm not users like them, but I give and I give, and they just take and they just take, and I don't understand why. I just can't not help other people. I just love to give to them, and so I just keep giving even though they keep taking from me, and it's just so awful, but I know I'm doing the right thing. Okay. Remember that payoff I talked about? There's the payoff for the martyr and the victim. They get to stand on the pedestal of suffering, and they get to blame every single person they've ever done anything for. And for those of us who are emotionally intelligent enough to know the difference, we can call an ace an ace, because when folks are playing the martyr or the victim, guess what? You are not a role model on giving. You are a prime example of poor boundaries, and your overgiving doesn't make you righteous, and it doesn't make you a saint or a savior. It makes you somebody who doesn't love yourself enough to set proper boundaries with everyone in your life. Big damn difference. Final point I'm going to make in this episode, the season of overgiving and underreceiving is over. This is going to feel very hard to do in the beginning. It's going to feel very selfish. And if you were raised in an environment where you were taught, be nice, be kind, don't be selfish, this is going to be hard to do at first. Give to yourself first. Give to others who matter more second. And rescind giving that at any point turns into using. Did you hear that order of operations? We're going to triage giving. One, you give to yourself first. Period. The end. Two, you give to others who matter more second. So give to yourself first, give to others who matter more second, and rescind giving that at any point turns into using. How do you know you're being used? When you give to a user, it feels heavy. When you give to the right people under the right circumstances, it always feels light. That's how you'll know. Here's the thing I want to say at the end of the day. The season of overgiving and underreceiving is over. You know why? Because you cannot bring in abundance if you are living in a place of overgiving and underreceiving. Because actually what you're doing is you're telling the universe that you are not worthy of good things, including abundance. You are telling everyone in your atmosphere that that the only way you deserve even the smallest amounts of things is to hustle for your worthiness, that you are not enough in and of yourself. That everything somebody else gives you is so much bigger than what you give, that you literally need to give 10 times what they give you in order for those two things to be equivalent. No bueno. No bueno. That is not, you do not want to send out the energy both to the universe and to other people that in your business, you charge, you know, basement bargain prices because you're afraid to charge what you're actually worth because you don't even think you're worth that amount. What message does that send to potential clients? Charge premium rates that you feel worthy of and stand on it. You know, what are you doing when you're working 80 hours a week for a company when you're only getting paid for 40? You are clearly sending a message that you don't even deserve the salary that they're paying you. What are you doing when you have a friend that every time they need you, you drop everything in your life, including the things that are most important to you, to take their phone call, to respond to their text? But when you text them at 3 o'clock in the morning because you're having a meltdown, they can't even be bothered. What are you saying about your value when you do that? Here's the thing we've got to get to. There just comes a point, and it's different for every single person. There just comes a point where you have to say, I am done over giving and under receiving. If you cannot, and the you in this equation is whatever thing, your business, your company, your friends, your family, your partner, you have got to come to a place where you go, listen, I know who I am. I know what I'm worth. And I can no longer stay in the presence of anyone or anything that doesn't. So either you're going to meet me where I'm at, or I'm going to find the people who will, but I will not stay in this season of overgiving and underreceiving with you. Because here's the reality. Takers, users, whatever you want to call it, they will breadcrumb you your entire lifetime if you let them. Stop letting them. And sometimes you have clients that breadcrumb you. Sometimes you have friends that breadcrumb you. Sometimes you have parents that breadcrumb you. Cut all of it out. Because at the end of the day, you should much prefer to be alone and have your own dignity, respect, self-belief, self-esteem, self-confidence, and self-trust than to be in relationship with people who don't see you, who don't get you, who don't value you, and who actually don't think they need to do anything to stay in connection with you. Low standards. And you are not a person who was built to live on low standards. The season of overgiving and underreceiving is over. Make it so. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to this episode of She Runs the Show. Please, if you've listened to this episode and you're like, this was my moment, this really hit home for me, then please go share this with 5 people you know and tell them, listen to this episode today, this minute. You will need to hear this again and again. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And of course, I will catch you on the next episode of She Runs the Show.